What's up, everyone? Welcome to the May 20th edition of FanDuel Tournament Plays presented by Prize Picks. I'm your host, Adam Scher. You can follow me on Twitter at ShipMyMoneyDFS. And as a reminder, you get one free month of Osmo Plus Platinum when you sign up and make a deposit at Prize Picks. Be sure to use the code Osmo to receive a 100% first deposit bonus up to $100. Tonight, we have a 12-game MLB slate. Nice follow-up to yesterday's short slate, getting back to normal. So we're going to take a look at three of the top tournament stacks and three of the top tournament pitchers on FanDuel using the Boom Bust tool, using the Top Stacks tool and the Top Pitchers tool on the Osmo.com website. Starting with the top three tournament stacks, number three, the Colorado Rockies are taking on the New York Mets tonight in Coors Field. They have a relatively difficult matchup against Carlos Carrasco. Carrasco has struck out 21.1% of hitters with a 3.46 xFIP so far this season. But the game is in Coors Field. The Rockies have about a 5.1 implied run total. They're projected for only 2% ownership. They only have a 1% chance of being the top value stack, but they have a 6% chance of being the top scoring stack. So they are still expected to be a bit under-owned here. Overall this season, the Rockies have a 99 WRC plus and a 149 ISO. Number two, the Los Angeles Dodgers have been one of the best offenses in baseball this year. They're taking on Ranger Suarez tonight in Philadelphia. It's supposed to be warm on the East Coast. We know that Philadelphia gives up plenty of home runs. And Suarez has really struggled this year after successfully transitioning to the starting rotation last year. He's only struck out 17.5% of hitters with a 4.16 xFIP so far. Now gets a really difficult matchup against the Dodgers, who have a 116 WRC plus and a 167 ISO so far this season. The Dodgers are projected for 4% ownership with a 6% chance of being the top stack and about a 2% chance of being the top value stack. And number one, the Tampa Bay Rays are taking on the Baltimore Orioles tonight in Baltimore, as is the case with Philly, supposed to be warm. On the East Coast tonight, Baltimore, the ball should be flying. And the Rays have some power in their lineup. They are missing Brandon Lau, who's on the injured list, but there is still plenty of power here. There's plenty of speed in this lineup, and they have a pretty favorable matchup against Tyler Wells. Wells had success out of the Orioles bullpen last year, but so far as a starter, he's only struck out 16.2% of hitters. He has a 4.35 xFIP. The Rays have about a 5.2 implied run total. They've been above average offensively this year with a 109 WRC plus. They're projected for about 6% ownership with a 7% chance of being the top scoring stack and a 15% chance of being the top value stack on FanDuel. Now, looking at the top three tournament pitchers, number three, Carlos Carrasco, $7,000, taking on the Rockies in Colorado. I mentioned the Rockies going under-owned as a stack because they're expensive. Carrasco, though, not getting much ownership either. 1% projected ownership, 4% chance of being the top scoring pitcher, 6% chance of being the top value pitcher at only $7,000. He is a solid pitcher, 21.1% strikeout percentage, 3.46 xFIP, as I mentioned before. The Rockies have a 20.7% strikeout percentage so far this year. Certainly not a spot where you're going to feel comfortable, but if you need some savings, Carrasco does offer upside at this price. Number two, Jacob Junis, $7,800 price tag, taking on the San Diego Padres tonight in San Francisco. Favorable park to pitch in. And through his first four starts this year, Junis has had some success. He has a 22.5% strikeout percentage and a 3.55 xFIP. The Padres have been slightly below average with a 96 WRC plus and a 22.7% strikeout percentage this year. Junis is projected for 1% ownership with a 5% chance of being the top scoring pitcher and a 4% chance of being the top value pitcher. And number one, Tarek Skubal, $9,500 price tag, taking on the Cleveland Guardians. Cleveland has been very difficult to strike out this season with about a 19.5% strikeout percentage. Much of that can be attributed to Stephen Kwan and Jose Ramirez being extremely difficult individually to strike out. And the Guardians have also been an above average offense with a 107 WRC plus, but that number has been trending downwards. And I expect that to continue because the Guardians really just don't have a very imposing lineup outside of one or two hitters, including Ramirez. Skubal's been very good so far this year for Detroit. He has struck out 28.3% of hitters with a 2.72 xFIP. He's projected for 2% ownership with a 5% chance of being the top scoring pitcher and a 1% chance of being the top value pitcher. So to recap, the top three tournament stacks on FanDuel, number three, the Colorado Rockies, number two, the Los Angeles Dodgers, and number one, the Tampa Bay Rays. And the top three tournament pitchers, number three, Carlos Carrasco, number two, Jacob Junis, and number one, Tarek Skubal.